Om Shanti. So, welcome for today's reflective writing. And the name of today's reflective writing is The Dance of Angels. And it has been facilitating around the theme, which is, you can see every day the board, Revelation through harmonizing asanskaras. So before, I would ask you to come up here. Can you see some books here? This is for your reflective writing. Everyone can come, pick one book from the front. Or someone come and distribute. You can come from here, distribute that book. I think Vietnam has got their own book. Have you brought with you? Yeah. They can have English. Yeah, you can form. But later I will ask. Any two, three, doesn't matter. Yeah. I think Vietnam group has already received the reflective book in their own language. The purpose is not to go through whole of this book. It's this book for you to use during your stay in Madhuban. And this is the intention of this reflective writing, is to go through the way Mama and Baba has done. You know, they have done a lot of reflection. But what happens is when you write it, it becomes more memorable. We all do reflection fine. We do sit and contemplate and reflect. But sometimes we don't write it. But when you write, you keep the, you remember a longer time. So it's important to write down our reflection. That's what the team has created, this book called Angel of the Dance of Angels. And how you're going to do is important to be in soul conscious. Okay? And then do this reflective session with Baba. See Baba as your companion, as a friend, as your mother and father, and sit. And also you can create your own group, 2, 3, 4. And whenever you meet during the tea time or breakfast time or lunch time, any time, you come together and then share your experiences. And you can go through the activity together. There are some activities you can do your own. There are some activities you can do together. Okay? So, just to introduce this whole concept, the cycle is coming to closure. Fine? It's coming to an end. And as time is closure, we have to become complete. And the purpose of completion is, the question is, God has not, what he has done all these years. You know, people will ask. So, revelation is not through one person is going to happen. If that was the case, then whole world will question God. You have just one capacity of creating one. You know? So, it is the whole family has to reveal Baba. At the end, we will reveal Baba and his angels. Who are those angels? Who are sitting here. We are all the angels will be revealed. The first angel will be revealed. And through us, Baba is going to be revealed. And today Baba's Murli was that, isn't it? Remember? You have to merge that soul and a supreme soul. And that has to come front. So to do that is the first important to harmonize a sanskara and the whole concept is to harmonizing sanskara, symbolizing as a circular, okay? Dance in circle. And that's the name in Hindi, it's called Raz. Raz means synchronicity. You circle around, that's a representation of harmonizing sanskara. At the same time, while you circle, you become a point. And if you look at, if you open page number 7, and you see this picture, fine? You see this dot. You see the dots are circling. All these dots are with Baba's children. and circling around synchronicity, and we are going to, and when we harmonize, that's a beauty. Let me give an analogy, okay? Have you seen the different instruments? Flute, guitar, violin, drum, they all produce different sound, fine? They're not same, they have a different sound. But when they are played in orchestra together, does it sound awful or does it sound very nice? Very nice. Why? Even though the sounds are different, they're following the person who conducted. Remember, in orchestra you've seen the person, they follow it. So who is the conductor of our orchestra? Baba. So when we are together in the family, doing service in the family, it's as if you are dancing. So whenever you're with other people, don't think that I am working or I'm working with them in a kitchen, I'm cleaning in a house. No, we are all together dancing. No, you have to carry this image. We are all angels and we are dancing together, harmonizing sanskara. But the problem is our sanskara is different now. Fine, we sound different. Like a music instrument, every music instrument sound different. But we all have to follow the conductor. You need? Yeah. Anyone have got extra copies of the journal? You have to get it from the global office. Yeah, if you can get it. Anyone goes, hey, one second, I think we got here. You have got extra copies? Anyone has got extra journal? Yeah, the brother has got extra copies. I got 50. Anyone has got extra copies, please? It's fine because, that's fine because they get their own copy of Vietnamese one. That's fine. That's fine. They can share, but they will get their own language. That's fine. So this book is an inspiration for that, to harmonizing sanskara. Let me tell a joke. It's in UK, fine? There's a brother usually shared this joke about harmonizing sanskara. Once what happened, Dadi asked a messenger to go and approve the project to create a 4-6 line of the road between Ahmedabad and Abu. So it's just the time is reduced and we quicker travel from Ahmedabad to Madhuban, very quick. You know, you have a more lane, it's a quicker. So they went and asked Baba, you know, we want these lanes to construct. And Baba said, can you have some other project? So they came, asked, they said, Daddy, Baba's asking something else. So what Baba said, what Daddy said, okay, can I go and ask, you know, can all the Brahmins' sanskara can be harmonized? And she suggested joke. And she went and asked Baba, and what his reply was, what was your first project? He said, second project was too difficult to harmonize sanskara because it's in our hand. Baba can't do anything. So this is the time, this is the period when you stay Madhuban. So let us create that and to become an angel. Now, I'm going to, let me go through the exercise and then I will let you ask you to read it, okay? So now what we are going to do is, because I've been marking what are the... Okay. So you remember Brahma Baba's first experience of writing circle? Now before that, let us do an activity, fine? What we are going to do is, can I ask you to stand up? Now, in this activity, let us have a physical, it's not mental, but sometimes what happens when you do physically, something kind of helps in mentally also. So what I've asked you to do is, can you stand and just very gently swelling this. Can you do this? Yeah. Very, very gently, like an angel. Okay? Just do it like an angel. And now can you rotate like this, like an angel? Forward, sideways, you know, just rotate. Do it for a while, and you can close your eyes and enjoy that your moment. You can close your eyes and just enjoy that circling. Okay? As you're doing, just imagine you're circling around the angels. You're the one of the angels, and you are with other angels circling and swaying around. All around you see is an angel, and you're just moving with them. And I want you to feel how to be an angel and how to be in a company of another angel. Go into the experience of being angel and just circle around. Imagine you're in the same rhythm and experience it. Okay, thank you. And this activity you can repeat. You can go into the garden or at your home. It's in the page number 12. You know, this activity has been described in page number 12. You can try it again. So now what we are going to do is, you can all sit. Okay. Now, have you heard the story of Brahma Baba? When he went into Banaras, he had an experience. What he did is he wrote a circle on the wall. Remember? Anyone remember the story? And now, I would like ask you to go to that space and draw a circle now. If you don't want to, if you don't have, just you can hold the book and use your finger, and you can also do this way, or you can have a pencil and draw. And what knowledge comes when you circle around? Just see what knowledge comes. What knowledge comes when you draw a circle, and you have to repeat. Over and over again and over and over again, repeat the circle and see what knowledge comes in your mind and what is the feeling you have. Let me give a little bit of my own experience. When I draw myself, I found it's not random, it's synchronized. It's not because it comes to the same, it's like a fixed. It has a rhythm. You know, that was my feeling. Just go for a half a minute and experience, see what things comes to your mind. You can, if you want to close your eyes, yeah, you can do, no problem. Or if you want to just write it while writing, just see what comes. What is the feeling you have? It could be continuation, fixed, orderly, consistency, you know. See what comes to your mind going, writing the circle. Thank you. Anyone would like to share anything? What was there? Any feeling you had? Completeness. Yeah, completeness, yeah. Sorry? Like a bird. Okay. Wings. With the wings you're flying. Yes, Natalie? Continuous. Never stop. Continuity. Yes. Eternity. Very beautiful. Eternity. You know? We have done again. We have done again. You know? It's like easy. It becomes easy. Fine. You don't have to find a new path. You're going the same path you already been. Fine? You already been in the path, you're going same path over and over again, like a circle, like a dancing. And this exercise you can find on 8th and 9th. You can repeat whenever you have time. I will pick up few pages and I'll give an experience how to use it. And this book is for whole of your Madhuban. I think sit with Baba to have a deep realization what it really means harmonizing sanskara and how you're going to do. For everyone, it's different. It's not same. Fine? So you have to find your own way, but this is just a guide, the postage, how you take. And be with people. I think we need to have a right balance between having solitude, going to the silent and experiencing, and it's coming to the power of gathering and sharing. This is what I've done, what you have done, you know. And if you have, make a group, one group, two people, three people, four. And if you go together, okay, let us do it today, these exercises, and come together during the coffee break and discuss what is your experience, what is my experience, you know. That will help. So go into solitude, silence, do your own reflection, do your own activity, come together and share with each other. So in a way, you're experiencing both solitude and a power of gathering. Okay? So now, let us go to the page 31. Because, just go to the page 31. We have finished page 8 and 9. Now, as I said, harmonizing sanskara is with others, fine. Before I harmonize sanskara with others, I need to create a rhythm within me. If there is no rhythm within me, I won't be able to do it. So this is the para when Baba said to create rhythm. I'm not sure, in India there is a particular day which is called Sharad Purnima, means full moon day. And the ras and the dance performed on during that particular day is very, very popular. And it's called sacred dance. And if you remember, there's a full moon and they're dancing. So the full moon represent the light, means it represents the full stage, satopradhan stage of a soul. Okay? And when you're a satopradhan stage, it's easy to ras, you know, easy to dance, we are complete. We don't have a clash between anyone. So when I become more and more complete, it becomes very easy to synchronize or harmonize with others. So Baba is encouraging that one thing is you becoming more and more satopradhan and you become a light to others. Okay? And there is a speciality where we can read it. It's on this, so it says to harmonize sanskara means to harmonize my rhythm. For example, I would like to let us read this one. Each one, this is Baba's, in that Murli, Baba has given three speciality of the ras. One is being the stage of satopradhan, one is being light, and the third one was this speciality. And it says, each one's hand was in the hand of another, that is, they were in harmony. That is, the sanskaras were in harmony. It was a gathering of love and cooperation. Maybe we have a different tune, we have different, like, remember the instruments. All instruments produce different sound. Fine? All instruments different. But in orchestra, they follow the conductor. So it is synchronized. So here what Baba is saying, it's a love and cooperation. So even we are different, what the things which bringing together is our love and cooperation. When they perform this dance, they go around in a circle. Circle means cycle. This form of power is a sign of surrendering the fortress of matter and maya. These are the specialities. Baba is talking about speciality of doing that ras. And this is why there is special importance given to this dance. This is a praise of the speciality of the conference age. Because who is in the, it's like a, Baba said in that Murli, the gopis, the who perform the ras, they make night into day. Because of their energy. They're so light, you know, because if there is no moon, it's completely dark. There is this moon, which is kind of, you know, it's just getting the light from the sun. That completeness makes the beauty of the dance. You should constantly perform such a dance. How many times have you performed this dance? You have performed it many times, so why do you sometimes forget it? We have done last kalpa, remember? So you have performed. To harmonize sanskara means to harmonize your rhythm. I think there is some two activities, because how to bring the rhythm within, that's a homework for us all of to do. Because if you're not in a rhythm, I don't think so I can do ras with others. And however, what do you say when any situation arises? At the time you become a devotee, that is, you become weak. I have to harmonize sanskara. We become the feeling of compulsion, you know. I don't feel powerful. Oh my God, I have to do this, you know. There's always, there's a two different word I can use. One is, when I say the word I have to, it put pressure on me. Oh, there is no choice, I have to do. To make it very powerful, the word you use, anyone? What word I can change so that I feel power? Instead of using I have to do, I have to harmonize sanskara, instead of that, it feels like a weak compulsion. So what word shall I use to make very powerful inside? What is the word, anyone? Yeah, I choose to harmonize sanskara. I know I have to. If have to means someone is putting pressure on me. It's my power. I choose to harmonize sanskara because I know this right to do for me. This is the accurate, this is what Baba's inspiring me to do. So what happens when we say that we devotees are weak? I have to harmonize sanskaras. I have to die. I have to bow down. I have to listen to others. I have to tolerate. Can you imagine these thoughts circling in our mind? I have to tolerate. I have to bow down. I have to die. So when you say, I choose to tolerate, I choose to do this, it empowers you. It empowers us. So Baba is asking, how will this happen? But when we question, no, how this has happened? By saying such things, you become devotees. Therefore, now finish any trace of being a devotee. So no word of have to, I choose to. Baba is empowering us. Only then will you be able to reach the stage where this dance is performed. Otherwise, you will only become observer. You won't be part of dancing. You'll like, oh, how nice they're dancing. I can't dance. You know, you just noticing someone dancing, but you can't dance yourself. But Baba wants you to dance, you to become an angel. There isn't as much pleasure in such watching as there is in performing. So you heard about all your specialities. Are you these most elevated souls? Even Bab Dada has to come for your most elevated souls. See, highest and high has to come to us. We are such a privileged, you know. We are such a honored that we invoked Baba in our life. He came for us, you know. So now what we can do, we can, after reading this, there's a reflective question. I'll give another 5 minutes for you to reflect alone, solitude, and then another 5 minutes, pick someone to share things. It is on page number 33. So that's a reflective question. How have I increasingly harmonizing my rhythm in gathering during this past years? What beauties emerge in me that contributes to harmony in the gathering? What makes it possible for me to harmonize? If you're not clear about what it means, rhythm, are you really clear about what is creating rhythm? One Baba said, empowering yourself. I choose to do this, you know. For example, it is easy. For example, I have a sanskara of clashing with the sister. When she comes, I run away. I don't want to. I can't do service with that person because she's there. But if I say no, Baba is with me, I choose to work. I will work. I choose to do something. So your own having that love and compassion is simply with that. We all have to be patient. The sister is going to change. What happened? I'll share a real story happened in myself. A sister from Bharat came. We have a fixed mother who's working in a kitchen. And she's very, very bhavnaful mother. She came. And there was another mother who came from other place. She brought Madhubani Vasis with her. Because to look after Madhubani Vasis. There were 5 Madhubani Vasis came to our center. So London has sent one mother with them. She came. And she was very, very not cooperating with the mother who was working, doing seva in a kitchen, the center I stay. She was kind of, you know, being very, she said any word, but she was not giving respect. You know, she was ignoring her. She was, oh, you're nothing like that. She was feeling that I am the everyone. And she felt why this soul is being so mean to me, why she is acting differently, why she is not very loving or respect. She was feeling internally, okay? And what she did is, she didn't complain at all. She didn't even say to me. What she did is, she went to Baba and said to Baba, you know, there will be some kind of account between this me and her. You need to help me now. You know, first thing she did was sharing with Baba, any sanskara you have with anyone, the first thing you have to share to Baba. Because only he can. If you go and complain to any other Brahmin, it's not going to work. It's going to worse. So first, if you want to complain, but complain to Baba itself, where he has a capacity. So this mother went, Baba said to Baba, I'm not feeling good here, but still I need to be very good myself. So she carried. She, you know, I'll be nice. And what happened? She stayed for 3 days. At the end of the day, she became so friend with her, and she did few dishes. She was delicious, and she was taken back her cooking, her speciality, and she became so loving. Within 3 days, it got settled. Within 3 days, you know, that was the rift was there between the two mother. It got settled, and she took her number and said, it was so nice, I want your recipe, I want this, I want that. And she left. When she came, she brought another. After a few months, she came after, brought some other, give. And first thing was, where is that mother? I said, no, she went back to India. She came just for 3 months to be in center. She went back to India. She was looking for her. If she has created a resistance for her behavior, you know, it would have been a different story. So we create our own stories. And Baba is making us a creator of our own story, creator of our own drama. So he's empowering us. So all of this reflective activity, and there's a collection of Avyak Bab Dada's points and classes and activity to go through. Okay, I would like to ask. So one thing Baba said this in this, not to be complaining. You know, I have to do. Don't go into that mode. I have to tolerate. You know, that doesn't create a rhythm. Okay, and second thing is, you can do this reflect later, once we will come back to it. If you look at the next page, which is page number, because I want you to understand what is understanding my rhythm, which is page 37. Baba is asking this, harmonizes sanskara means creating my own rhythm. Now I have to understand what is rhythm is. What is rhythm? Before that, I would like to ask, what is sanskara? You all have done 7 days course, fine? Or you have given 7 days course. How do we describe sanskara to other people? What do we say about sanskara? How do we explain? You remember with the second lesson or what, third lesson, we explained mind, intellect, sanskara. We give the course or we heard the course, mind, intellect, sanskara. And how do we describe about sanskara? What it is? What is sanskara? Yeah, it's memories. Yeah? What it is? I think when we hear the word sanskara, I need to understand is a bunch of something, collectiveness. It is a collectiveness of my memories, my habit, okay, my subconscious, my beliefs, my values, all these are sanskara. It's a bunch. Remember the course, what they have described sanskara as? So sanskara is a collective of all of these things. It's a part of the nature also, personality trait. We write a big explanation of sanskara. I don't know why we forget when we read Murli. Fine? So, for example, I am the one, I had a bad memories. We all have a good memories, I have a bad memory. I have a memory of very bad, being with some particular people or particular community. Fine. What happens if I go to the sum? It will trigger me. It triggers that sanskara. Fine. The memory is triggering. Or my beliefs. Oh, you know, these people are always, I've seen, because I may be very, my belief is like based on religious. These religious people like that. The community are like that. Or this country is like that. If I hold the belief about the country, about the religion, religious people, then how I'm going to behave? That's sanskara. Okay? So, rhythm means I need to, bringing the rhythm means I need to erase that memory which is coming from my sanskara, because that memory is triggering to be not nice to other people. Okay? So, when you see other people are behaving not very nice, what is the, how I create rhythm inside, understand them. Bring the knowledge that, yes, that soul has gone through 84 births. Fine? So they collected, but at least 63 births, there is a junk sitting with everyone. Fine? So, I need to understand this. Baba always beautifully explained one example. What he says, when you there is a hole, while walking on the street, you don't fall on a tip, you go across. So you know that person's sanskara. So you just make sure that you don't get hurt by them, but you go around it and make it your own path. So, and Baba, in this understanding my sanskara, Baba has put beautifully, you have to erase, clean your slate. I won't read it now, because you can read your own time, because Baba said, memory of painful experience leaves an energetic imprint on the soul. That's a part of our sanskara. So now, I need to understand my rhythm, how to create a rhythm. And there is a beautiful, you can read this, Baba also explained how to, you need to have a power to erase. Have you ever heard power to erase? There is some Murli Baba has spoken. I know we are talking about power to accept, power to tolerate, power to accommodate. There is something called power to erase. I need to erase the memories, which is not nice, which is coming, which is triggering my way of behavior. Okay? So you can read, that is understanding my rhythm, you can read 37, 38 and 39. And there is a beautiful reflective thing for you to do. And you can see there's a socks and shoe in the following. What it is, you have to write a line, a long line, and then you remember from your the golden A silver A, we had a beautiful, but just remember your whole journey of your life in this physical world, and just imagine what you would have carried. And now you go back and you have to heal with Baba. We all have to heal ourselves. We have healer with us, fine. We don't have to pay for someone to heal us. Outside world they pay money to heal. There's a lot of healers in the world. But who's healer for us? Baba. Baba is our healer. So he is the powerful one to heal our memories, heal our bad experience. So there are these exercises for you to go through. You know? So that the word, you can choose a socks or shoe because it's a journey, fine? Journey is walking. You walk. So they represent a shoe or a socks. So there is this reflective thing. We don't, because it takes a long time. We don't have time to do now here. But I encourage first, what you have to do is you have to go to the page number 37 and first read that, understanding my rhythm. The painful memories and the things which have to erase, and then you have to come to the where it says reflective graph, rhythm of life. You need to go through all of this as a reflective, and this will until I think it is 46. So this is your inner work you have to do from page 37 to page 46, understanding my own rhythm and bringing it. When you do that, then you can synchronize, you can have a synchronicity dance with others. Then you can choose how you start, not necessarily you have to go according to the book. Okay, you can start from 37, no problem. Okay, let me create my own rhythm first. Then you can go back to these reflective 31, where to harmonize sanskara means to harmonize my rhythm. So for you to, I think it's not this way or that way. It's your own way. And don't think that, okay, I will enjoy Madhuban in different way and I do go back my country and do this. No. Madhuban is the best place for reflective. Because Baba is with you, energy here. I request not to postpone your reflective thing. Whatever you listen to classes, connect with this theme. You know, you listen to the consciousness of the theme, and Baba will guide you. And you have to do with this with Baba. I'm not here to just, I'm sharing how to use this book. I'm not giving any classes. Something I've done myself. I've got few realizations, and I thought, okay, I will share that experience with you, how to kind of, you know, because when I start reading it, I said, oh gosh, what is this? It looked like I'm not going through here. I'm not going to read all of that. But someone helped me. And when they helped and I gone through, I got benefit. So I thought, don't be scared of all these pages. I think, I hope I made a bit easier for you. Okay, if you have any question, this is the time to ask me. Okay, so this is your own book. You are going to explore with Baba in your own time in Madhuban, however long you are going to stay in Madhuban. Okay, so you are going to accomplish, doesn't matter, not necessarily have to be 100%, at least you achieve 10%, 20%, 5%, that's great. That is great impact. And then you can continue when you go back to, but it's better for all of us to do this. I think what I haven't not done is, I left 48 page. After 48, we'll come back and do second session. There is not tomorrow, day after. I would like, is it useful for you all? Okay. So what I'm going to do is, if you have time, don't flip through 48. You work from first page to 46. Okay. So whenever you have time, you can go through this, and because you know, just choose few things until we do the second session. Then I can take you through the other half of the book. I have just gone through the half of the book because it's 80 some pages. So we've done some 40 plus pages. So just because if you try to read what is rest, then it'll overpower you. Then you won't do what you're supposed to read in the first few pages. So stick to the page until 46. So go on experience. Go to the side. Try yourself. And also, you can create your own circle. And there is a one page which I will which is page 19. So experience the benefit of circling here in Madhuban. Okay, if you open page 19, it says how to use this in Madhuban. So it says we can think dancing the circle, cycle, silence, wisdom circle, teetotally, creative, singing, turning, healing, playing, anything. You can choose your own. So any question you got, anything it's not clear, you got one more chance on the day after. We'll do second sessions, but I would recommend to just keep reading from 1st to 46th page and see how you can start anywhere. But read introduction, again read the introduction, and then you can start, you know. I felt first to create the rhythm. I went from the back of it, you know, I went to 46. When I went through some time, and then I said, oh no, I will do the first to understand and heal myself and do first that. And then I went backwards doing here and there. So you choose your own way of doing it. And Baba will help you, because it's you and Baba has to do. Any question before we close? Okay, anyone has got a copy here, spare copy? Okay, you can collect it, this book you can collect it from Global Office. Okay? I think if you have any spare copies, you can just give it to me, or if you want to keep the copies, it's fine. Okay? So anyone would like to ask any question? You're okay, you're clear, I confused you. Yeah, once you've worked on, there was a question asking, we can work both ways. I think it's good to work both ways. One is do it yourself, reflection and everything. There are some questions, share with others. And so you create a group. At least two who is very serious about it, or three, and then you do your own work and ask. You can say, okay, today we both work in this page. You go and work separately, and when you sit in coffee time, share, oh, what was your experience? And then you can share and listen to them, and you share yours. Okay, minimum you can have a group of two or group of three or four, whatever. Okay. Any question you have? Yes, please.
Would you please mind repeating you said in the beginning, sanskars, what it consists of, like mood, values and all that?
Okay.
Please.
The sister was asking about what is sanskara. Sanskara is a collection of the memories, subconscious, unconscious, beliefs, values, habit, and personality traits. It's a collection of everything. It's we call sanskara, you know. So someone's memory is triggering and they're acting funny. Because that's what you say. We say sanskara, but it's a memory. Something is triggered. And we call it sanskara. It's when something, someone's habit. We call sanskara, fine. they always come late. You tell come 10 o'clock, they come 10:30 or 10. So that's the habit they've got. We say, oh, that's their sanskara, because the habit is not watching the time, following the time, you know. They never develop that sanskara. We say sanskara in a way, it's when you go break down sanskara, you can point, it could be their habit, it could be some memory, it's something in subconscious, it could be their values or beliefs. Sometimes what happens is the beliefs, you know, oh, you know, it doesn't matter if I go late. Yes, everything works. This is sometimes Baba says this is being careless, but that's become our sanskara, fine. That's why it becomes sanskara, because oh, it's okay, everyone easy, I can go late. This is a belief, it doesn't matter. So there are certain beliefs we have created inside. There's a lot of beliefs we created inside. So maybe that belief is triggering me to behave in certain way. Sanskara is a bunch of everything. So we have to, when we say with sanskara means, for example, for me, I have to understand where this is coming from. Is it my habit of talking this way, or it is my memories triggered? What is my beliefs? What is inside me? What is that? How to unpack sanskara and bring that the rhythm. Okay, Baba is, that's what that you read, that understanding my rhythm, where Baba is talking, you need to have a power to erase. If you want to write anything nice, you need a blank paper, fine? You can't, it's already too much busy, you can't write anything. If you're right top of anything, it doesn't be very clear. So Baba is asking, first erase. Okay?
Om Shanti Didi, can
yes,
I
one
ask?
Second. Yes, please.
I want to ask about Muli today, about Prem and Sneh. I want to know about deep, about Sneh and Prem.
Sneh or Prem?
Yeah, okay. In Muli, which Baba said, I want to know deep and
okay.
Easy to understand. Thank
because
you, Baba.
Because in Hindi word, there's a not more than, in English we call just love, fine? But Hindi, there is fine. Different way of expressing. I can say, the feeling of love is same. It's kind of, it's like a, let me give an analogy because make you, we have a different flavor of ice cream, fine? It's ice cream is ice cream. It's cold, it's soft, but we have a different flavor of ice cream. Chocolate ice cream, vanilla, strawberry, fine? So similar, what happens is, in every relationship, we have a different flavor of experiencing love. Okay? When I'm a friend with someone, the relationship is a friendly with someone, that love I express, there is a sneha. The flavor I experience is it's ice cream. It's love. It's one thing is love. But experience is that, you know, maybe it's a chocolate ice cream, maybe in that a friendly. That's called sneha. Prem is where you experience with your companionship. You know? Where you are, that's what. And there is another thing, pyar in Hindi, where pyar means experience with your parents. Parental. The love you experience with your mother and father, that experience is called pyar. And I think it is another word called preet. I think preet is more of beloved. You know? Preet, where you are, that love, experiencing that, expressing that love. It's a different, it's a love is love, but it's a different flavor when you come into different relationship. You know, when you have a friend, you experience differently. When you have parents, differently. When a companionship or with your beloved, you have a different, that has been described in Hindi very nicely, but English is just love. Yes. Yeah. No, love is not emotional. Love is, this is another biggest concept of, love is not emotions. Emotions are always painful. You know, I think because some of the things, emotions has been always tied up with the tears, you know. Cry in love, but love is not tearful. Love is something uplifting experience. We feel uplifted, fine? We feel encouraged. When you have a feel of love, you're being feeling of taken care, feeling of security, feeling being safe, you know, that feeling, it's kind of uplifting. When you have tears in love, that is not love, that is coming from attachment. But we basically call love anyway. That's myth what we have been brought up. We have been brought up, which Baba is correcting, our way of thinking. You know, we think tears, I cry in love. It never happens. Yes. That's a myth. Love uplifts us. Baba's love empowers us, fine? Does Baba's love make us tears? Tears comes because of the old pain releasing. You know, sometimes that love, what happens? Sometimes what happens, love also releases the pain. It's coming out. But actually it's kind of, you're being raised. Okay. Yes, please. Okay, it's a very good question. The question being asked is sanskara is negative, positive? In spiritual term, as you grow, I think this two word is a duality, you know? But soul is not a dual. Let me explain you. Actually, there's nothing called negative. There's not, let me give an example to make you clearer. This is the best example I found myself. For example, if I say the light exists, fine? The light exists. I never say dark exists. Dark never exists. Because for example, if light is switched off for some emergency, this is pitch black. And I can ask any one of you, can you go please bring light? They know what to do. They'll bring the candle, they bring the lamp, they bring the torch. They know how to bring the light into the room. Fine? Everyone knows. If you ask, can you go and bring some light? They know. They can bring a lamp, a candle or anything. If I ask someone, can you go out, bring the dark? No one knows how to bring, because dark doesn't exist. Light exists, dark doesn't exist. How dark comes is absence of light. Absence of light is dark. So, soul, this is what Baba plays with the two words, merge and emerge, smruti and vismruti. What happened is, as the journey went through the cycle, we forgot the light was coming, diminishing, the dark, the Ravan came. The Ravan represents the absence of light. Ravan actually doesn't exist. Baba exists, fine. Light is there. When Baba, when the power is gone away from us, dark came up. The absence of light is dark. Dark doesn't exist anywhere. So, what is Ravan, what is Maya is absence of our own power. We have disconnected from our own original quality. Then, the darkness has come. So, even the positive negative is duality. There's nothing called negative. Absence of positive is negative. We experience duality in physical world. That's we have to use sometimes negative and positive. But as you become more deeper in spirituality, you will know there is no duality within ourselves. There's one thing. That's why Baba says, just connect with your original. It's all there. It's always there. Original quality. Baba says this, Swadharam. You know, your original nature, the nature is already within us. It never goes, it never diminishes, we disconnect. We disconnect. That's what the smriti, we become forgetful. We become unaware. A switching on the light is becoming aware. If you remember how many times Baba uses awareness, one Murli was, switch on the light. Just that easy to get away the Ravan. We're not getting it. You're not getting it. Baba saying, how easy, switch on the light, switch the awareness. And Maya makes us forget. That's the thing. Every single day, Baba reminds, brings awareness back and back. Maya makes us switch off. And Baba switches on, Maya switches off. It's a play going around. I need to stop Maya to do that. Maya is very powerful. Switch off the awareness. we have to more and more, that's how I bring the light in myself, then Maya and the Ravan will go. So keep the light on. It's not easy game. It's not easy. That's why Baba has created this everyday business of getting Amrit Vela and reading Murli and being Brahmin company, and otherwise it will take you away, way, way, way. So just from, again, I will go back to the Kali Yuga completely and nothing goes inside me. Okay, thank you. And we'll meet day after for rest of the book. And if you have any question during that session, you can come back and clarify. Until then, you and Baba and a book. Okay? Om Shanti. Yeah, it will take time.